God created the world, it was perfect. It was good. And God is a promoter of life. The essence of God's creative abilities communicates that God is all about giving life. In fact, in John chapter 10 and verse 10, Jesus, when he was speaking, he says, "I have come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly."
Welcome, glorious viewers. We are glad to have you here with us on Our Noble Lineage. Today's program will be the first of a two-part program of Divine Principles of Life and Pure Living, featuring our conversation with two ministers from the Seventh-day Adventist Church in California, USA.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Pastor Jay Rosario. I'm a pastor here at the Los Gatos Church, and it is such a delight for me to be here to talk and discuss and to share a little bit about our views of healthy living.
Pastor Jay Rosario is joined by Mr. Raymond Ruckel, who is the church's organist, pianist, and Sunday school teacher. The Seventh-day Adventist Church is distinguished by its observance of the Sabbath on Saturdays. According to the Bible, God created heaven and earth, humanity and animals in 6 days. On the seventh day, he rested to develop a relationship with Adam and Eve. Therefore, the Sabbath, which means rest, is supposed to be the time we spend with our Creator and our brethren, as Pastor Rosario explains.
Well, the reason why we observe Saturday, the seventh day, and on Sunday, the first day, is because the Bible mentions that it's the seventh day of the week, which is, in fact, in Luke chapter 23, in the New Testament, it tells us that after the Sabbath, on the first day of the week, Jesus raised from the tomb. So right there you see that the Sabbath comes before the first day of the week. First day of the week, of course, is Sunday. Jesus resurrected on Sunday. The Sabbath has a very, very special value because of this, because it's a time where we could pause, take a breath, relax, and remember what is really the priorities in our life.
Observing the Sabbath on a weekly basis yields great benefits because it is not only a time for us to develop relationships with our family and friends, but also a time to reflect and contemplate on our lives and seek divine guidance.
So the Sabbath is a beautiful commandment that God has given us because it brings things together. It brings our families together with fellow believers and those that believe in different things. It's a time for us to embrace each other as the creation of God. Many times we forget that we are made in the image of God. In other words, we have intrinsic value that nobody else can take from us. So it points us to the past, it points us to our origins, it points us to our destiny, it points us to where we're going to be in the dwelling place of God. And we have the blessed privilege of observing this on a weekly basis. So we have a weekly reminder. Where did we come from? Where are we going? Make sure you have your priorities straight. Make sure you develop relationships with those around you, your loved ones. And I believe that the Sabbath is a way that it kind of brings a little bit of heaven on earth. And that's one of the aspects of Sabbath keeping.
The name Seventh-day Adventist reflects the two central elements of the church. Seventh day relates to the observance of Sabbath, as Pastor Jay Rosario had just explained, and Adventist refers to the adherents who are awaiting the second arrival of Jesus Christ.
It's in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, and it talks quite specifically about the second coming of Christ. It says, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and those that have died in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." So 1 Thessalonians teaches very specifically that when Jesus returns, it's going to be a very literal experience. It's going to be very audible. There's going to be something literal that you're going to be able to see. It's going to be something very tangible. It's going to be something cataclysmic. It's going to be something global. In fact, in Revelation chapter 1, it says, behold, he comes with the clouds, and every eye will see him. Every land, every race, every tribe, every kindred is going to be able to see the one who created everything in the clouds sitting on the throne.
Through the observation of present-day events in relation to biblical prophecies, Seventh-day Adventists believe the second coming of Christ is indeed near.
In Matthew chapter 24, you have an entire chapter that deals with the signs of the times. And it's very fascinating when you look at the signs and you look at today's current events. One of the things that Jesus said that is going to point forward to the coming of Christ, number one, is wars. Another thing that we see is earthquakes. We see hurricanes. We see a lot of interesting environmental activity. There's going to be a lack of the value of humanity. And as we see things developing politically, economically, I mean, not to mention the economic crisis that's going on, there's going to be a lot of turmoil in the end. So we can definitely say that Jesus is coming soon. Now, the Bible is very clear that no man knows the day nor the hour. But God gives us signs. He gives us signs to let us know it's coming soon. It's very, very near.
When we return to our noble lineage, we will learn about the healthy lifestyle promoted by the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
A lot of the dynamics of what the Bible teaches about life, alongside nutrition, is all about inner peace, finding harmony between God and yourself. And I think that's one of the things that gives joy and gives a meaning, gives meaning for living.
Welcome back to our noble lineage on Supreme Master Television. We are very honored to have Pastor Jay Rosario and Mr. Raymond Ruckel with us today. They previously introduced to us the fundamental beliefs of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Now we will hear about the holistic, healthy lifestyle promoted by the Church, which includes vegetarianism, as our body is the sacred temple of God and should be well cared for.
The idea is that everything that we do in our recreation, in our social life, in our nutrition and diet, we must all make the best decisions that will be of best benefit to ourselves and of best benefit to others. So we have eight doctors, is what we call them, the eight laws of health in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and it's an acronym. It spells New Start, and the N represents nutrition. And nutrition is an area that is very, very important, and it's one of the things that we emphasize, that the Bible speaks volumes on how to eat properly and what the body should receive and what the body shouldn't receive. And then we have E, that's exercise. And a lot of people emphasize a lot of diet and a lot of healthy living, but a lot of them don't emphasize the need to exercise and to get the body in motion, etc. The W there is water. Water is such an important vital element to healthy living. Many people struggle with dehydration. Many times our bones are insufficient in its strength because of just lack of water. S is sunshine. It is so important to go out and get sunshine. T is temperance. It's very, very important to be temperate in all things. The Bible actually communicates this, the importance of the complete abstinence of what is bad, and the moderation of that which is good, because even an excess of that which is good can be bad. A is air. Many people do not breathe. They don't go out in the fresh air. Some of us live in the cities. We were kind of congested in the smog. All we could breathe is kind of like the pollution. So at times it's important to go out, maybe in a park or someplace, or maybe even at the beach, and just get some fresh air into your lungs. R is rest. We live in such a fast-paced society, we just kind of go with no stops. And R is a very, very vital element. And then the last is T, trust in God. Trust in something that you could support yourself with that is not only material, but rather that's divine. And that's one of the elements of healthy living and lifestyle that the Bible talks about. So those are some of the major areas that we emphasize.
Raymond Ruckel shares with us his views and practices of the 8 principles of health and emphasizes the importance of our food choices.
When it comes to that end, you talked about nutrition. It's very important that a person, when they're choosing their food, that they get it as close to the natural as possible. I'm moving in the direction of not only being vegan, I'm already vegan, but toward more things in their more raw state, more natural state, you know. The whole thing of temperance, this is an area that I think everybody struggles with, is that you find something that really tastes good, and instead of stopping at a reasonable time, we want to eat a lot more of it. And of course, the other side of that coin is there are people who want things which are not good for the body. I believe I can say unequivocally that flesh foods are not good for the body. And there's scientists who and nutritionists who have studied the animals that are eating vegetation. They have teeth not so unlike our own, whereas those that are carnivorous, they have different kinds of teeth. Then there were several others there that New Start, to trust in God, absolutely. I don't see how people who have no belief in a creator, how they make it through the day. How can they raise those little children to think that when they pass away, that's it, that there's nothing, there's no promise, there's no rhyme or reason why we were made with such skill.
We welcome you to join us again next week for part 2, where we will discover more about the biblical plant-based diet, which is essential for overall well-being and longevity.
One of the things that we can do is ask ourselves a question, what is it in my life that is promoting death? What is it in my life that's promoting pain? And of course, when we talk about healthy living, when we talk about diet, these things take into consideration. We talked about the fact that God is pro-life. God is about life. He's not about death. The Christian faith harmonizes with healthy living and this whole concept of even the vegetarian diet. The essence of vegetarianism is a respect to God's creation and is really following the dietary plan that God gave us. The essence of meat eating is death. And that's contrary to the original plan that God had in mind. And it's promoting what life is all about.
Indeed, God is the provider who sustains all with divine light and love. By leading a proper lifestyle as intended by our Creator, everyone can certainly enjoy a fulfilled life befitting the children of God. Thank you, pure-hearted viewers. We have enjoyed spending time with you on our noble lineage for the first part of Divine Principles of Life and Pure Living, featuring conversations with Pastor Jay Rosario and Mr. Raymond Ruckel from the Seventh-day Adventist Church in California, USA. And now, please stay with us for Between Master and Disciples coming up next. May your heart be filled with divine joy and light. Please visit losgatos.adventistfaith.org for more information on the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Los Gatos, California, USA.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NL.